Well, the Aussie market has closed off on a pretty solid footing to finish the week. The ASX 200 up around 28 points or close to 0.5% to 6,195. And although the index did close off its highs of the day, it's still the best daily performance that we've seen now in around a fortnight and closing high for the week as well by around a third of 1%. So what was really leading today's performance as well? The gains were generally across the board. We had advances around nearly doubling the decline in the top 200, but the most improved sectors really coming through the healthcare. We had the financials lifting for the first time in 11 sessions and also energy stocks. The main underperformers really coming through from the communications and also the materials. So we had a major miner, BHP, of course, one of the largest miners in the world, down around a fifth of 1%. Gold miners also in negative territory. One of the worst performing in that particular subsector was St. Barbara. Now, St. Barbara came out with a production update for full year 2019, and basically it's come through with a lower guidance due to the fact that it's got some issues with its mine in WA, one of its major mines in WA. So the share price of St. Barbara down 29% today. What we also saw was a first half result coming through from Premier Investments, the retail company, which owns brands such as Smiggle, Portman's, JJ's, and also Peter Alexander, reported net profit of about $88.8 million. That was up 13% on the prior year. Sales also lifting by around the 8% mark to $680 million. Despite this relatively strong result, the share price for Premier down around two-thirds of 1%. Navitas was another company in the news today, up around 2.5%. The education provider has accepted a $2.1 billion takeover from a private equity firm. And also Suncorp up around 1% as it announced a special dividend after selling as it sells its life insurance business. The Aussie dollar also retracing some of its recent gains. It's back just below 71.1 US cents.